Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Jake Rich, Managing Editor.
And Andrew Golden, Art Director.
It's three people. It's a trifecta today.
Two's company, three's a crowd.
Yes.
We are a crowd.
That's usually
we are a crowd.
Not in favor of threes.
No.
That phrase.
No, but we are a crowd.
We are an excellent crowd. We are a cohesive crowd. We are a crowd together of people who are unified.
We are changing the connotation of the phrase.
Crowdfunding.
Yes. Yes, we are crowdfunding. thank you, everybody.
Quick, give me your money.
You don't need no more money, Mr. Rich.
Oh.
Well, I haven't heard that one before.
Well, now everybody listening to the radio has. thank you, everybody, for joining us for this edition of the Highlander Newsroom. It's a big stuff to talk about this week. There's the University Village. It's getting, well, not is getting, but has gotten. Has got.
Is that proper?
Has got. Has obtained.
Has become.
Has become? What does it become?
That's starting to mean something else.
I don't know.
Right?
It has obtained a lot of new restaurants and is looking to obtain further new restaurants and shops and stores. And
that.
we'll see how it goes, but potentially interesting. Then another fascinating thing happened on campus last week, which was Rainn Wilson, who many of you know as Dwight from The Office. He came and spoke to UCR about his new company, Soul Pancake. Well, I guess it's not that new. And spoke a little bit about why he decided to start it and what the purpose is. So we'll be both Jake and Andrew were at that event, so we'll get to have an insider's perspective on what
yes.
it was like. And then we couldn't end the show without talking at least a little bit about the Super Bowl, or at least the commercials that aired during the Super Bowl. So I think we'll try to end on a fun, rollicking note.
And the horrendous play call at the end.
We'll get to that.
Yes.
We'll get to that. But first things first, University Village is a bright UV ray of sunshine now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew, for acknowledging.
Took me a second.
Well, it's basically got a plethora of new restaurants. There's a new place called Yummy Asian. It's a Japanese food place that opened up where
wait a second.
The Busy Cafe used to be.
Plethora, not plethora.
We can agree to disagree.
Okay. Go on.
There's a Korean barbecue now on the far side of the UV, ZZ Korean barbecue. And Pia.
Fun name.
Yeah, ZZ. And it uses Z's and Q's, which are the best parts of the English language. And Pia de Amore, I am sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly. Pia de Amore, it's an Italian place, Italian flatbread sandwich place, is going to be opening up within the next week or so.
Yeah, I read that in Amy's article.
Yes, you can read it too in our article online at highlandernews.org. Shameless plug.
Yes, the news section.
So it's, I don't know, it's kind of interesting to see all these new businesses kind of spring up out of seemingly nowhere. I mean, ZZ
yeah.
Barbecue and Pia de Amore have been being under construction for, it seems like a while now. But...
Yeah, I thought they were definitely going to open earlier, because I've been seeing them since like the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I thought they were open, but they just always kept their chairs up or something.
I think it always takes longer than people expect
mm-hmm.
to open a place up.
Especially
sometimes.
With construction. Yeah, there's always like different, there's always different unforeseen things that, you know, won't happen as you get closer to opening it.
And it's also kind of interesting because, I mean, last year there were a bunch of new openings as well. There was UC Bakery. Uncle Chung's Bakery, which is my personal favorite store in the entire University Village.
Mm-hmm. You reviewed it.
Yeah, I did review it, and it is glorious, and I love it.
I think it's Uncle Chuang's,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, Uncle Chuang's.
Okay, I thought you said Uncle Chung's.
Did I?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yes, you listeners can be the judge of that. And then the Polar Bear, what's the Polar Bear
shaved
place?
Ice.
The Shaved Ice. Yeah.
Oh,
Polar
yeah,
Bear,
yeah.
The Polar Bear Shaved Ice place, that opened up as well.
Mm-hmm. Fat Burger closed down.
Yeah, so
oh,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
plus five, minus one.
Yes.
Not bad. What do you think is spurring like these new growth of restaurants or stores in the UV, if anything?
I feel like everything's gotten a little stale. Well, I don't know if that's the right way to say it. It's more like these things have been here for a while, and they're the same things that have been here for a while. So, you know, something we didn't mention that's slightly older but still pretty new was like Jersey Mike's.
Oh, and I completely forgot about the Spot too.
Yeah, the Spot.
Oh yeah. It just opened, didn't it?
Yeah, this year.
And I think, you know, every so often, and this goes for almost anything, when things are in a place for a really long time, and you get used to them and nothing pops out about them as super significant, then it's time for a change. What I think is good right now is that we're getting a good variety of places, different types.
I definitely agree that there's a bigger variety in the UV now than there was maybe even 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more stuff to see, and honestly, I don't know if anybody ever went to that Quiznos that was there. Like every time I passed it, it was always empty.
Quiznos was dying anyways. So.
Yeah.
Quiznos dying. Long live Quiznos.
So it's kind of interesting to see it develop. I mean, you mentioned the fact that Fatburger's gone now, and there's still a couple other open places. If you could, like, wave a magic wand, mm-hmm. like, wave your magic, University Village, I am a student, this would be awesome wand. I don't know, it doesn't have to be a restaurant, but, like, what kind of place, a store or a restaurant, would you like to see be in the University Village?
Okay, so this is me being biased, and I'm pretty sure Andrew's going to agree with me on this one. I'd like our movie theater to turn into an indie movie theater. Like
an
Irvine
indie
has.
Movie theater?
Yeah, Irvine. Right by UC Irvine, they have a their movie theater shows like a bunch of indie movies, and I think that totally makes sense for being by a college campus, and I think that would be really great, and we could cover them and do reviews on them, and it would be lovely.
I totally agree with that.
Yes, I still do.
I totally third agree with that. Yes.
I know UCSD actually has as a side note, they actually have their movie theater in their student union. But something that would be cool if it were just closer to campus would be like, because like I know that I always have to take a car to go to something like a Target or like a Best Buy, maybe like an electronics outlet or retailer in the UV wouldn't be a bad idea. Just if you don't have a car and you need to get something that's pretty specific. I know Radio Shack's dying, so it's, and I know it's, this place isn't just big enough for like a Best Buy, which is huge.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, but it would be nice if we had like an electronics retailer or something.
That's true. I agree.
Interesting, because usually when you think of the UV, you think of restaurants.
Yeah.
But neither of you mentioned restaurants. Mm-hmm. We got enough restaurants? Are we good?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like that there's restaurants, and I like that there's a lot of restaurants, but I think it could be a slightly more, you know, you could... That place could easily be used to service more types of services or stores.
Yeah. And it was noted in the article, and I agree, there are a lot of Asian restaurants, to the degree that, like, what is yummy Asian bringing to the table? Food pun.
Oh, I never would have, that would have gone right over my head. Thank you very much for pointing that out, Andrew.
No problem.
I think some of what the article is saying is that they're trying to get a diversity of Asian restaurants, you know, a Japanese restaurant,
but
Chinese
it's like
restaurant, Korean
we
restaurant.
We already have Yoshinoya and Frame.
Yoshinoya does not count as Asian. Just want to put that out there. But by all means, continue, Andrew.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. I haven't eaten at Yoshinoya. I just know, or I thought it was Japanese. Like, I know Yoshinoya is Japanese word,
yes,
right?
Japanese word.
So I was just assuming. But I've had the pho place. That's like, I really like that.
Yeah.
I think that's the only, no, you have Cali Basil, right? That's also pho.
Mm-hmm.
Which you wouldn't think from the name.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I was really confused at what it served for a long time.
Yeah, me
I've
too.
Still never been there, but.
I heard it's like, I haven't been there either, but I heard it's like a Subway for pho. Like, you get in the line, and you basically construct the bowl, which
that's
is
cool.
Unique. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Here's pricey, though.
I'm wanting pho now.
Me too.
Are you hungry, listeners?
Yeah.
Excellent. Our diabolical plan has succeeded. With the UV, it's especially interesting because, like, the long-term plan for UCR is that it's going to, like, extend beyond the 60 freeway. Or
oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Like, long, long, long-term plan.
Like, 40 years?
Yeah, like eventually to that point. Yeah.
Okay. When you say beyond the 60 freeway,
like on the other side near the UV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, do you mean to like where the University Tower is current? I mean, like the
I don't know exactly like how far, But, I mean, you can see some evidence of it, like when they were considering constructing the C Center, which was a big sports complex UCR was debating building for a long time. Well, they were originally going to put it by Bannockburn, but then they debated putting it out in some of the orange fields beyond Lot 30, right?
Yeah.
On the other side of the 60 freeway.
Oh.
Which, in at first, it doesn't make sense. But if you think that UCR is going to expand beyond the 60 freeway, then putting it there is actually a long-term... a pretty solid plan.
Yeah.
If you think that that's where a lot of growth is going to happen. But it would pretty much expand to where some of, like, the citrus is. UCR.
Oh, okay.
It would kind of...
Oh, wait. I thought you weren't talking about the UV expanding. You were just talking about UCR.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it already has UCR West Campus, like, printed on the UV, right?
Well, the land is owned by UCR.
Yeah, okay.
That's why you can have lectures in the come to think of it, if it become an indie theater, would I guess you'd still have to have lectures in that theater, huh? Since it's owned by it's a sharing agreement with the UCR campus.
But we could have film classes there.
Yeah, we should. Right?
Yeah.
I never understood
why linguistics classes had to be in the UV or
I've thankfully never had one there. It always seemed
never
cool.
Never a single class in the UV?
No.
Oh, I had one there this morning. I had an exam for philosophy.
No, what do you do for, like, writing?
Oh, you have to... Oh, God. You have to get these, like, plastic things that go into the cup holder.
But they give them to you.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. You don't have to buy it.
Although, I would not be surprised.
Yeah. Don't trust your laptop on those either.
No.
I haven't, but, like, I wouldn't because they bend.
Oh.
Real easily. Okay. It's just for writing.
And
they're, like, 3 pounds.
And so is it, like... I don't know. This is a very naive assumption of me because I've never had a class there, but sitting in a movie theater chair seems like a nice place.
It does. Yeah.
It is very comfy. Until the lecture's at like 3 p.m, it's nice and warm. The professor
they don't put on
is
the
very
AC.
No, and you're sitting next in a room full of other warm people, and the professor is being very monotone and talking about a subject that you don't understand. I give you about 15 minutes before you drift off into slumberland. That's the downside of having really comfy chairs.
Yeah.
I can say that speaking personally, the one thing I would like to see in the University Village is probably like a cookie. Not just cookies, but like some sort of like sweet, like confectionery.
Bakery?
They have like pastries and stuff,
like
but things that aren't pastries, like... Cookies aren't quite pastries, or like ice cream, or there's this
like
one
all in one.
Yeah, like there's this one place in San Diego that I've been that is sort of like a make your own ice cream sandwich.
Oh,
like they have like different kinds of like ice cream on offer.
Delicious. What's it called? Name drop. Drop it.
Oh, I don't remember. Oh God, I don't remember. Oh no. But like they have like 8 different types of ice cream, and then like 6 different types of cookies, and then you can like pick whatever cookies you want and pick whatever flavor ice cream you want,
that
and you can make your own ice cream sandwich.
Like heaven.
Oh my God.
Let's drive to San Diego right now.
Quit the show, guys. Mm-hmm. Or hey, all of you commuting into UCR, turn that car around, drive down to San Diego, get yourself an ice cream sandwich in February.
This is commercial free radio, so we cannot name drop. Colin is not name dropping on purpose.
Yeah,
but you can't go there.
We're totally not sponsored. Yeah, with all the open spaces, I mean, who knows what could go in there. It's like a little mystery box, a grab bag. As I mentioned earlier, Rainn Wilson came to campus.
You did not transition at all.
I decided that because you expected me to, I was purposely not going to.
Okay.
But you know what? Now I actually thought of one right now. Hold on, let me try that again. Roll over. Roll back the tape, yeah. Speaking of sweet things, pancakes are also sweet. And Rainn Wilson came to talk about his project Soul Pancake.
Well, syrup is sweet.
Syrup is sweet, and you put syrup on pancakes.
There you go.
You can also make pancakes that are sweet, like with chocolate chips or blueberries in them.
Sure.
M&M's.
Oh, man. I'm definitely going to go eat after this.
Our secret plan is not just to make the viewers or the listeners hungry, but also to make Jake hungry, who has had exactly one Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich today.
It's actually a Winco knockoff.
Winco knockoff.
But, yeah.
So, Rainn Wilson, he played Dwight in The Office, he wasn't feeling, what was it? You said he wasn't feeling fulfilled by it, Jake, and you wrote the article on this.
Well,
so
yeah.
Why did he start Soul Pancake?
Well, okay, so it didn't necessarily start when he was in the... Well, actually, I guess it technically did. But basically, some of the gist of what he said was that he had found that he had gotten, he had accomplished a lot of things he wanted in life. He had, you know, he was married to a great wife, and he became a working actor, and, you know, what he always wanted to do, but he was still, and he could buy whatever he wanted almost, but he was still feeling unfulfilled. So he created this thing, Soul Pancake, this media company, to try and, you know, try to find deeper meanings in things, and help other people do that.
Yeah. You kind of talked about a couple of these projects. There's one called Kid President.
Yeah. Wait, I forget. You've never seen Kid President?
No, I haven't.
Had you before?
Yeah, I have. Saw it my senior year of high school. I was like, oh, whoa.
I haven't seen him, but I've seen the videos.
Like the first one.
Yeah, I'm personally acquainted with the Kid President. Yeah. He's a personal friend of mine. But tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Kid President is just like this. It's just kind of this this little kid who he kind of just spews all these like motivational phrases and like positives. And he's a really cute little kid. He's really funny. Yeah, that's kind of what he does. I don't know. Do you have anything?
Yeah, that's, I think, basically it. I don't know. He didn't really, he just said Kid President was, like, something to make you feel good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, Metaphysical Milkshake or something.
Yeah, Metaphysical Milkshake.
Also designed to twist your tongue.
Yeah, which he also mentioned was, they were trying to come up with names for the company, and that was one of the original possibilities for a name, but they figured it was too tongue-twisty. It's a show where Rainn Wilson has this old van. It's like this kind of clunky thing where it gets really hot. And he goes and takes people he knows or he wants to interview. And he brings them in there and does an interview with them. And they talk about like big questions and stuff. And basically, like what I got from the talk, and I kind of already knew this from watching Soul Pancake stuff online, is that they just try to, make you think about like, big questions of life, like, you know, meanings of stuff in life and meanings of relationships and value of being positive and stuff without making it, like, corny. You know what I mean? Like, he said something like, you know, something about spirituality, and he said he hates that word because it sounds like all, like, new agey and trendy or whatever, but he wanted, you know, to be able to think about that thing on a deeper level, because it's a lot of it's taboo. You know, talking about death is taboo, but yeah.
And you were there too, Andrew. I mean, what was the crowd like? How many people were there, and what was like the degree of audience interaction with Rainn Wilson?
It was like a full house, right? They did turn people away at a point. I don't know if you can put a number on it. Do you think? Or you could try.
Like 300.
300, okay. Then, yeah. It was a packed house. Mm-hmm. There was a Q&A where audience members were able to ask questions. But I know the majority of his talk was on his religion, which was, like, I did not expect. But it was cool. I mean, some people were like, oh, my God, it was life-changing. But I thought it was just, like, an interesting way that he sort of, like, because I think a lot of people wanted to just ask about Dwight. And I think in the Q&A, aside from, like, thank you for doing what you're doing, was, like, can you tell me, or, like quips about Dwight or something. I thought it was really cool. I liked how he sort of gave his spin or his outlook, and his ends seemed pretty honest. He didn't seem to be doing what he's doing for, like, monetary gains or, like, like, what is his interest in doing what he's doing now, you know? Like, one might ask, because it seems like, or I don't know, maybe that's, like, saying something about society that we have to think that he needs some, like, convoluted end or something. But I think he's doing it for himself and doing it for other people so that they can ask the questions he did, you know, and that he's been able to grow from, I guess, which I think is good, and I thought that was cool.
It was mentioned that one of the names they were considering, Metaphysical Milkshake, as one of the names of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever say why they decided on Soul Pancake?
It was the URL, right?
Yeah, well, they were searching through, like, URLs that were open, and I think they were trying to make something that sounded, like, kind of sweet or, like, food, and I don't know. I think somebody just came up with it on the spot, and they thought it sounded good. That's not a very interesting story, I know, but
sometimes spontaneous decisions like change the world, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that sounds like something that Rainn Wilson is trying to do in his own way.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, you know, like the whole talk wasn't much more than him explaining his story and basically promoting Soul Pancake, but it was still really cool just to, you know, hear him go through it and kind of engage with the students asking questions and such. Like, I mean, I don't, you know, you always say, oh, do you say this to everybody? But he said that the crowd had some of the better questions.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like it was true because he kept saying when people asking questions, he was like, man, these are tough questions, guys. yeah, he seemed like a genuinely nice guy. So, yeah.
Well, it's cool that he came to UCR. It's cool that it was a packed house, that so many people were there to listen to what he had to say. And I mean, we can only hope that more people in the future come and spread the word of kindness and Soul Pancake, of transformation in a good way. Yeah. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM, or streaming from the KUCR.org, or from the KUCR app, which you can download from the App Store on iTunes, or from the Android... I almost got it. The Android... the TuneIn app on Android.
Yes. It's the Google Play Store. You basically got it, though. Good job. Just for those of you who have not heard this before, this has been an ongoing thing where I always have to finish the sentence for Colin because he can never remember the last...
I mess it up somewhere along the line. Jake is my minder. So, speaking of spontaneous decisions, that spontaneous decision by the Seahawks on Sunday...
Mm. Pete Carroll, what are
you
thinking?
Pete Carroll, yeah. So, I just have a quick question. Was that the worst decision or the worst decision ever?
The worst is what's the
difference?
I want to know. Okay, so let's set the stage, right? It's the end of the fourth quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
about a minute left.
There's almost less than a minute, right?
Yeah.
And the Seahawks are like 1 yard away from making a touchdown, which would give them the victory. If they made the touchdown, they would.
Well,
win.
Yeah.
And I mean, there would still be like time left in the game, but I mean, 40 seconds is usually not enough time to make another touchdown and turn the game around.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what down they were on?
I think it was like first or second.
First or second. Okay, so they're there. All they have to do is get a couple yards down to get the ball into the end zone to win the game.
Yeah.
And they flub it. The quarterback throws the ball. Russell Wilson throws the ball. It's intercepted. The game is over.
Yeah, it's kind of... Some people are saying it's a conspiracy theory. But, you know, I don't have... But here's the thing. I don't have sympathy for Pete Carroll, but because this is... Well, this goes back a little farther. You know, UCR doesn't have a football program, but growing up, I was always a UCLA fan. And for those of you, for those of you who follow college football, Pete Carroll was the head coach of the USC Trojans for many years.
And, so this is personal.
Mm-hmm. And I can remember seeing the exact same exasperated look on his face when UCLA. Upset them, USC, to knock them out of the title game. So, you know, even though I was rooting for the Seahawks.
You were rooting for the Seahawks, weren't you?
Seeing that look on his face again, just kind of like, oh, yes.
There's not a little bit of Schadenfreude involved.
No.
There's a lot of it.
Yes. but, yeah, okay. Talking about that, though, you have Marshawn Lynch as your running back. You got two or three downs to go. And
I think they still had a couple timeouts, too.
Yeah, they had a couple timeouts. And you kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong, Russell Wilson's a good quarterback, but.
Well, and I'll say, I mean, I sort of sympathize because it's tough to make like snap decisions in the moment, and like if and honestly
snap decisions.
Oh,
football.
and if he had made if he had made that, and if he had made the touchdown with that, like that would have been like, oh, that was the smartest play that anyone had ever made,
because they would have been expecting Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah,
right,
that's true.
Right, so it's sort of like a if he made it, then everybody would look at it a totally different way. But that said, it seems very risky to do that, especially when you had a lot going for you, that you only had a few yards left. You had timeouts. You could stop the clock.
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless on it. It's kind of like, I don't know. You think you'd run first. Okay, you're going to
at least
try pass?
It.
Yeah, run first. I don't.
Yeah, you don't run any risks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the ball's in somebody's
hand.
I mean, you could
running
fumble
risks.
It, but...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
it's pun central right here.
Yes.
we may or may not... Jake can tell us about how he is now the proud winner of, I think it's $11.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we made promises.
Yes.
Not betting.
We do not condone gambling.
Yes, at the office where we were working all day Sunday to make the paper, and so we brought up the game on a computer, and so what we did was we did this last year too. We made a doc a paper with a bunch of different bets on it, where you guess the score of the game, winner of the game, first touchdown, first field goal, will the halftime performer trip?
Yeah,
Katie Perry trip.
I voted yes.
Yeah, she did
that
not.
Did me in. That was unfortunate.
And all kinds of things like that, and I won. Woo!
Jake got the most right. I think Andrew got like. He's in third place. Yours truly came in dead last.
wait, let me say I won again. I won.
Hey.
Yeah.
How does it feel, Jake?
It feels fantastic. I'm $11 richer.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Rich.
Uh-huh. You think I didn't know that, guys?
We'll bring it up once every 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure we could fill a whole show talking about the Super Bowl and talking about the Seahawks. And I don't think any one of us was rooting for the Patriots.
No.
So we're all sort of like going through sort of some degree of withdrawals.
Baseball season's right around the corner.
Jake's going to come out of it pretty soon. If you want to hear more about the Super Bowl, I'm sure they're going to be talking about it on Jock Talk.
Mm-hmm. Which is, oh no, do I forget the time? It's Thursday at, I hope it's at 11 or at 1. It's at one of those times.
It also only on KUCR 88.3
yes.
FM.
You can check on our website. We have a schedule. Go to KUCR.org, click on schedule, and you'll be able to for sure through that time.
This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. For Jake Rich.
Little plug here. In an hour and a half, I'll be on here again playing you music at 11... At 11, from 11 to 1. So tune in to Away From The Sproul Radio, hour and a half.
Shameless plug for the win. Andrew Golden, shameless plug.
Yes, the R Guide is something that the Highlander newspaper is doing that ends this Friday.
Yes.
It ends February 7th.
February 7th, so
that's
Sunday.
Sunday?
Saturday?
It ends on February 7th.
February 7th, yes.
So go to highlandernews.org, and we just want to know what UCR's favorite things are. So you go to highlandernews.org. The link is on the top. It's in a GIF.
GIF.
Debate ensues. you take our survey, and you get entered for a chance to win an iPad mini or one of 5 gift cards to a local business. $25 gift cards. Do it.
Click on the little flashing GIF. okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week in the newsroom. We hope to see you again next week or hear you again. We hope you'll join us again next week.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Adios.